We're back. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show, part of the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. We're at the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray, our gracious host in Canton, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for having us today. Anyways, we're going to be chatting very shortly with one of the directors of the food restaurant industry and of the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray, Frank McLaughlin. Welcome, Frank.
Wow, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, glad you could have us. This is wonderful. So anyways, been talking a little bit with Mark earlier, and we wanted to try to get into this, some of the initiatives and the kinds of things you're doing in the technology end of your practice that really distinguishes Gray, Gray & Gray as an accounting firm from other firms.
Yeah, no, great. I mean, let's be honest, technology is moving at a rapid pace and is constantly changing. And I think that a lot of, and you, restaurateurs can see this every day by the POS systems and the amount of POS systems that are coming out into the marketplace and what they can bring to the what they offer and what their differentiators are. And honestly, when you look at that, you say, hey, I can get this cloud-based software, my POS system giving me that data on my phone. You really want to pair that and marry that to an accounting software that can do the same and being able to get that data, because the POS system has one part of it. It could do some payroll for you if you put the payroll in, but it's not always going to be correct because of some salaried people and what people you have on salary. But you need to know what your costs are and what are your expenses. And that's where the accounting system comes in, so that you
So
can
you as a firm would go in with a client. First of all, you'd make an analysis of the situation, see what their needs are, lay out what the costs are, and obviously what the benefits. How would the whole process work?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. We'd come into your restaurant and we would say, all right, tell me how you do things. Mm-hmm. What's the POS system you're using? How are you interacting? How's that POS system interacting with your accounting software? Are you outsourcing that accounting? What other products could you use or are you using with that software? So for example, you know, and then from there, what we do is we put a menu together for you. And it would be, here is the most streamlined process that we can come up with where that information is readily available all the time, to maybe some more cost-effective measures. And giving that restaurateur the option on, hey, this is what you get for this and this is what you get for that, and letting them make that decision. You know, there's some really great softwares out there. I mean, there's softwares where you can have the vendors send the invoice directly to the software. It gets approved by the manager in the restaurant virtually. It can be then paid virtually, and you never have to touch that invoice ever. And that can really speed up the process and get that information into your software very quickly.
And what about people that have multiple locations and they still want to do this type of management? Is there some way that it can all be linked together, so you could be like keeping control via your phone or whatever, what was happening in 10 different ones at the same time? Or how does the whole process work?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So that's exactly how it works. You know, we set up that general ledger software, that POS system, to integrate holistically with that POS. So you can go into your general ledger, see how your whole organization is doing, to a group of restaurants, to one single restaurant, and how it did on that day. So it allows you on your, if you have the internet, to get all that information pretty quickly. Now, the great thing about that integration is you can get that data pulled in, you know, at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, so of that day's sales, so you can understand how you did.
And then, so you can react immediately, as opposed to, and you see trends that are happening, as opposed to waiting a couple of days and then it's already too late.
Yeah, right. And it allows you to, you know, speed up the process. So before, monthly P&Ls were important. Now you can kind of go to a weekly P&L. How did I do that week? Especially if you dovetail that with inventory counts and being able to get those costs right in line with what you're doing. Now, some of the time constraints to do that doesn't make sense, but you know, you have that option when I don't think you did before.
Okay. Let's talk about a couple other things that Gray, Gray & Gray specializes in. Maybe you can tell us how there's accounting technology that could help something with this. What about fraud detection within an operation? If you have a cash business, for example, how do you keep track of things using sophisticated technology to make sure somebody's not ripping you off. How would that work?
Yeah, no. So that's one of the great things about having these cloud-based softwares is that they do have some detection pieces in there so that it will alert you to some things that don't look right, you know, and having and knowing that those softwares are out there so that you can do that is half the battle. And this is kind of going back a little bit. That's really the issue here is it's a blessing and a curse, I should say. It's not an issue. There's so much technology coming out on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You have to keep up on that. And unfortunately, that's where we come in. Because we're always making sure we're at the forefront of what technology is out there. The restaurateur doesn't have time to, hey, what is that new software? They have to run their business. They need to know when you know milk blows up 300%, and they have to be able to react to that. Let them do that on their end when they see those invoices. Let me handle and let the technology handle the other things quickly and streamlined so they can get their information.
Right. Well, I own a single store, an ice cream store in Wellesley, Massachusetts, and I've been approached by a lot of technology people. And one of the problems for me is that you're like bombarded by these different vendors, and you're like unable to sort out what looks good and what doesn't look like good because you're like running your business. So that's where you come into the picture to break everything down and help you make the right decision.
Yeah, absolutely. So I like to wear two hats at Gregory and Gray. I like to be a little techie geek a little bit. And then I also like the restaurant financial side of it and planning and projections. You know, but Gregory and Gray also has a whole team of five people that's what they do every day. They're business system analysis. And because we have such a dedicated group of restaurants here, they're always looking out for what's the next best thing for restaurants in the technology space. So it really does allow us to be, I think, ahead of other providers in the industry because we have that duality going on.
So let's touch on another topic. We talked about a lot of interesting topics. What about the whole area of tax compliance? How do you like manage that with technology and everything else in your accounting firm?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we utilize technology in every way we can when it comes to the tax world. You know, sales tax is a big issue with restaurants. What should you take? What do you have to pay sales tax on? What don't you have to pay sales tax on? Meals tax, use tax. What are the things I have to pay use tax for? There's some softwares out there that kind of pull that data from your POS system so that you can get it pretty much prepared for you. And there's also softwares that alert you. You know, when a vendor doesn't have an EIN number associated with it that you may want to, or there was no sales tax paid on that invoice, that you may want to add that to that invoice, the sales tax return as well.
Do you have any advice for, people who are out there that are thinking of, which accounting firm to go to as, because you're a director here. What kind of advice do you have for like the everyday operator?
Yeah, I think that a couple piece of advice that I have is do what you do best, right? And really try to find a partner in the process of what helps you and what can help you run your business on the other side of it. And who's going to do that best for you? You most restaurateurs started because they were a manager or they were a chef, and they do that really well. They don't sometimes understand the financial and how that can cause a domino effect on if they want to open up that second location or that third location. So finding that partner that can help them set up right in the very beginning really can help them catapult their business in the future.
Now, for the accounting firm Gray, Gray & Gray, your motto is accounting or beyond the numbers.
Right.
Okay. What does that mean to you, and what does that mean for the restaurant industry?
For me, it's going beyond the numbers is partially knowing that we're always on top of what the latest and greatest technologies are. We also go to many conferences and CPE events, continued professional education, specifically on the restaurant industry. You know, so we are always knowing what's happening, what's going on in the industry as a whole, and we can really tailor that and help that client out specifically. You know, and then thirdly, we have a whole team of 20 people that's all they do every day, you know. And I think that you'd be hard pressed to find another accounting firm that also has that kind of, you know, muscle behind it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Frank. We've been speaking with Frank McLaughlin, who is a director of the food restaurant industry and at the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray. Gray, Gray & Gray, the accounting firm, has been our gracious host today for the Five Star Food Show. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show. Thank you so much. Now a word from our sponsors.